This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayera, and we are going to start at the beginning of the Parsha, where the Parsha deals after Avraham Avinu circumcised himself. Then the verse says that Vayera Elav Hashem Beloy Mamre, that Hashem appeared to him in the plains of Mamre, Bo Yoshev Pesach Oyel, and Avraham Avinu is sitting at the door of the tent, Kechom Hayom, because the day is very hot. Rashi explains, what does it mean, Kechoy Mayoim, that the day is very hot? Rashi says that Oitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama Min Artiko, that Hashem took out the sun from its covering, from its protection, meaning He made the sun shine stronger, Sheloi La'atricho Be'orchim, in order that Avraham Avinu should not have to bother with gas, Ulefish Ra'u Mitztar, but once he saw that Avraham Avinu is upset, Sheloi Orchim Boim, that there is no gas coming, then Hevi Malachim Olof Bidmus Anoshim. He brought angels for him that looked like men in order that Avraham Avinu should do the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim, that he should greet the guests. As the verse continues and says, Vayisoeinav, that Avraham Avinu raised his eye, Vayar, and he saw, Vehine Shloish Anoshim Nitzavim Olof, and behold, three men are standing next to him. Note that here it says the word Vehine, behold, and normally the Rashbam explains that every time he says the word Hine, behold, is a change from what it was. And the Rashbam is in the story of Yaakov and Rachel and Leah, where Yaakov thinks that he is marrying Rachel, but Lavan had switched the wife. The verse says in chapter 29, verse 25, Vayi Vavoker, and it was in the morning, Vehine he Leah, and behold, she is Leah. The Rashbam explains there that it was a change from what was believed. Therefore, here we could explain very easily that since there were no guests coming and all of a sudden three guests are coming, that is the change that happened now. Vehine and behold, meaning the change from the norm, is that now there is three people walking on this hot road middle of the day. Vayar, and he saw again. Rashi explains that the first Vayar means he actually saw, and the second Vayar means he understood. A lot of times when somebody understands something, I could say, I see what you mean. But Vayar is he understood. He understood that they don't want to come in to bother him. Therefore, Vayaras likrosom mipesach oil. He ran to greet them from the door of the tent. Vishtachu arta, and he bowed to the ground. Vayoimar, and he said, Adonai, my masters, or according to all different interpretations, he was speaking to Hashem, Hashem, im no matzasichem b'enecho, al nosavim me'alavdecho, if I found grace in your eye, do not pass on your servant. According to the interpretation that he's speaking to the angels, then he's talking to them that they should not pass without coming in. According to the interpretation that he's speaking to Hashem, from here we learn that God do lachnos hazorchem, Mekabolas Pnei Shechina, that it's more important to receive guests even more so than receiving the Divine Presence, because Avraham Avinu is talking to Hashem and the guests come. Avraham Avinu takes leave and tells Hashem, please wait till I finish with the guests. And he goes and tells the three people, Yukach no me'at maim, let a little water be brought, Verachatzur agleichem, and you should wash your feet, Veishoanu tachas ha'oetz, and lean under the tree. Then the verse continues and says, Ve'ekcho pas lechem, and I will take a morsel of bread, Ve'sadu lipchem, and you will sustain your heart. Rashi quotes the Medrash Rabbah, which the Medrash Rabbah brings in the name of Rav Choma, that it's not written the word levavchem, that you should sustain your heart. Normally, when you talk about a heart, you say levavcha, your heart, with two vets, as it's written in the Parsha Shema, in Devarim chapter 6, verse number 5, vohavtu Hashem Elokecha, you should love Hashem, your God, bechol levavcha, with all your heart. Here is written lipcha, with only one vet. So Rashi brings from Rav Choma, Magid, from here you learn, she'ein yetzer hara sholet b'malachim, that the angels don't have evil inclination. Meaning, when it's written two vets, it comes to emphasize that a person has a good inclination and an evil inclination. Therefore, when we deal with people, it says levavcha, both inclinations, two veits. But when you're dealing with angels, since angels only have one inclination, a good inclination, and they don't have an evil inclination, therefore, since Avraham Avinu was speaking to angels, he said, v'sadu liphem, that they should satisfy your heart if one veit, because he was dealing with angels. The question that Mefarshim asked is that we just mentioned that Avraham Avinu thought that they were men, because it says that three men came, and Rashi says that since Hashem saw that Avraham Avinu is upset that he doesn't have guests, he sent angels that looked like men. Then if that is true, how is it possible that Avraham Avinu is speaking to this man and saying the word Liphem, your hearts, if one vet? If he thought that they were men, he should be saying Vesadu Levavchem, that he should satisfy your heart with two vets. Sefer Nachla Ziyuda wanted to know why specifically here in our case the Torah seems to imply that angels only have a Yetzer Tov. Why specifically here in the story of Avraham Avinu the Torah tells you Liphem with one base to tell you that there is no evil inclination by angels? And Sefer Nachlas Yehuda answers based on the Midrash in Bereshis Rabba Parsha Memches Yud Beis, where Rashi actually brings in the beginning of the next section, in chapter 19, verse number 3, where the angels come to Lot that night of the very day that they came to Avraham Avinu, and there Lot begs them to stay. Vayaslo hamishta, he made them a feast, umatzois offer, and he baked matzahs, vayuchelu, and ate. Rashi brings down that the reason that he baked matzahs, Pesach oyo, that it was Pesach. That means that when they came to Avraham Avinu that afternoon, kechoyim ayoyim, as the day was hot, which is interpreted as midday, that was Erev Pesach, around the sixth hour, around 12 o'clock, which is midday. And clearly, if Lot kept the mitzvah of Pesach before it was given, for sure, Avraham Avinu, which the Torah clearly testifies that he kept all the laws before it was given, also kept the laws of Pesach before it was given. Then Sefer Nachlas Yehuda asks a question: how is it possible that Avraham Avinu was serving pas lechem, a morsel of bread, to the angels at the sixth hour, when we know that biblically it's prohibited to eat chametz after the sixth hour of Erev Pesach? Then how is it possible that Avraham Avinu was serving the angels bread Erev Pesach? And even though I once saw that actually Avraham Avinu, when he said that he's going to give pas lechem, a morsel of bread, he was referring to matzah, because we do find that matzah is also called lechem. Matzah is called lechem, only poor man's bread. Therefore, when Avraham Avinu said pas lechem, he was referring to matzah. And they bring as proof to that the fact that in verse number 6, where it's written by Meir Avram Ohelo El Sara, Avraham Avinu hurried to the tent to Sarah, Vayoymer, and he said to Sarah, Mahari, quickly, Shloish in Kemach Soiles, three saw of fine flour, Lushi, knead, Vasiugois, and make cakes. And Meforshim are bothered, how is it that Avraham Avinu is rushing into the house and saying, quickly, Shloish in Kemach, three saws of Kemach? It doesn't seem proper for Avraham Avinu, which is a Ish Chesed, to come to the house screaming, hurry, make three saws of Kemach. Therefore, Meforshim explained that when he says Mahari Shloish Sin Kemach, hurry, three saws of Kemach, he wasn't telling her to hurry. He was telling her, make sure you make this Kemach, this flour, in a hurry. Meaning, dough normally becomes leavened after 18 minutes from adding water to it. Therefore, Avraham Avinu was telling Sarimenu that when you do this batch, since it's after Chatzos, after the sixth hour, make sure you make it in a hurry, that you don't take longer than 18 minutes to make this bread, because otherwise it will become chametz. Then theoretically the question of the Nachlas Yehuda is not such a strong question, because we never see that Avraham Avinu served chametz, served bread of chametz. But Rab Yaakov Meislish of Bezdin of Lask Zatzal says that the question of the Nachlas Yudeh is not because of the word Lechem, is because of the word Pas. That we do find Lechem, bread, to be called sometimes Matzah, as we mentioned, Lechemoni, poor man's bread, but we never find the word Pas only in regards to bread, actual bread. Therefore, Rabbi Yaakov Meislich explains that the question of the Nachlas Yudeh is from the fact that Avraham Avinu said, Vekho pas lechem, that I'll take bread of lechem, and the word pas only refers to chometz. Then the question is again, it seems to imply that Avraham Avinu was serving chometz to the angels. How is it possible that he should serve chometz? Therefore, Sefer Nachlas Yudeh says that this is what Rashi is trying to answer. That since the Zohar in Parshas Vayechi, Reish Chav Beis, says that the whole reason that we cannot eat chometz in Pesach is because the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, is called Seor Shebe'isa, is called the leaven in the dough, meaning in the same way that the leaven inflates the dough, it makes it look larger than it is, more appetizing than it is, lasting longer, better looking than it really is, but afterwards it gets rotten very quickly. So too, the Yetzer Hara makes things look inflated, make things look better than it is. In order for you to transgress and acquire those things that are prohibited to you. But once you get those things, it then becomes rotten quickly and you realize that it was only temporary. Therefore, all the Sifrei Kabbalah equate the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, to chometz, to leaven. And therefore, in order to annul our evil inclination, symbolized by the chometz, the Torah tells you that for 7 days I don't want you to eat chometz, and then you will be able to keep this up and have this influence last for the whole year. And therefore the Torah prohibited us from eating chometz in Pesach in order for us to learn to subjugate our evil inclinations. But Sefer Nachlas Yudeh says that this only applies to human beings. Human beings who have evil inclination, they are required to refrain from eating chometz during Pesach because we have to subjugate our evil inclinations. But angels who do not have evil inclinations, they do not have to refrain from eating chometz in Pesach because that chometz won't affect their evil inclination anyways, since they, therefore, says Sefer Nachlas Yudeh, that this is what was bothering Rashi. Rashi was bothered. How is it possible that Avraham Avinu is giving pas lechem, bread, chometz, for the angels, since it was already after the sixth hour? Therefore, he answers that v'sadu lipchem, that they will become satisfied with their heart. It's written only one base. Why is it written only one base? To let you know that since we are referring to angels, and angels only have one inclination, a good inclination, they don't have the evil inclination, therefore, in regards to angels, it's permitted for them to eat chometz in Pesach because since they do not need the idea of chometz to subjugate their evil inclinations, since they do not have a living inclination anyways. Going back to the verse says, "V'ekcho pas lechem," that I will take a morsel of bread. What is the meaning of "I will take"? He should have said, "Ukhu pas lechem," and you should take, meaning that the angels should take a morsel of bread, or he should have said, "Ve'etno pas lechem," that I will give you a morsel of bread. What does it mean, "Ve'ekcho," I will take a morsel of bread? The Baal Turim says that from here we learn that Balabais Botzea, that Balabais, the owner of the house, is the one that breaks bread first. Meaning, when you have guests, it is only proper that you should break bread first. Therefore, when Avraham Avinu said, "Ve'ekcho pas lechem," Avraham Avinu meant that I will break the bread for you, meaning that I will bring the bread and I'll break the bread first, and like that you'll be able to eat normal way. Sefer Ahavas Yisrael explains that Avraham Avinu wanted to honor his guest and he wanted to tell them how important it is for him that they should eat, that Avraham Avinu viewed their eating as he himself would have eaten a pas lechem, a slice of bread. Meaning that by you eating, that is so chashuv for me, so important for me, and I view it as such an honor, as I would have taken for myself a piece of bread. And that is based on the idea of the Gemara in Kedushin Dav Zayin Omed Aleph 7a. There the Gemara says that if a woman says to a man, take money, v'kadosh ani lach, and I become betrothed to you, meaning, normally the man is supposed to give the ring to the woman, and through the ring she becomes betrothed to him, she becomes engaged to him. What happens if the woman gives a ring to the man and says, by you accepting this ring, I will become betrothed to you? So the Gemara says that mekudeshes, that she is betrothed. The Gemara asks a bunch of questions, and the Gemara says that that only applies be'odom choshev askinen, only if you are dealing with an important person. Meaning the recipient, the man, is an important person. The Bahia Noah, because of that benefit, that this important man is accepting a gift from her, Gomro Mikna Lanafsha, she gives herself over to him. Meaning that the fact that somebody important accepts a gift from you, it is considered as you have received this gift. The same idea applies here, that Avraham Avinu was telling the angels that I view you so important that by you accepting bread from me, I will view it as ve'ekcho pas lechem, as I would myself have gotten this bread. Sefer Pardas Yosef interpret this verse by interpreting the verse in Mishle chapter 13, verse 25, where there the verse says, tzadik oichel lesoiva nafshoi, that a tzadik eats for the satisfaction of his soul. And the question is that everybody eats for the satisfaction of his soul. What does it mean that a tzaddik eats for the satisfaction of his soul? And he interprets that it means to say that sometimes a tzaddik will eat even though he is fully satisfied, because that applies to his soul. Meaning that sometimes, even though you already ate, but now a guest comes to your house, nonetheless, it is proper that you should go eat again in order to make sure that your guests are comfortable in eating. Because if you don't join to eat with them, they may not feel like they are not going to be comfortable eating. Therefore, a tzaddik oichel, a tzaddik sometimes eat, even though his soul is already sated, is already satisfied, nonetheless he goes ahead and eat again in order to make his guests comfortable. According to this interpretation, the Pardas Yosef wants to say that this is what Avraham Avinu is telling the angels. Avraham Avinu is telling the angels that I will give you bread, but don't think that you are going to eat the bread and I'm going to be watching you eat and I'm not going to join in the meal. Ve'ekcho pas lechem, I will also take a morsel of bread, I will join and eat with you. Like that, you'll be able to feel comfortable. The verse continues and says, Achar tavoiru, afterwards you will pass. Rashi explains that Achar kein, after that teilechu, you should go. And the question is, why does Avraham Avinu need to say that? Clearly, they are not going to move in with Avraham Avinu. They came to eat a meal with Avraham Avinu, then they would go. So you don't have to say Achar tavoiru, afterwards you'll pass. And the simple interpretation is that Avraham Avinu is telling them that you won't take very long. Just stop here for a little while and afterwards you could be able to continue on your journey. I won't detain you very long, but we'll try to interpret it in a different way. And then Avraham Avinu says, Ki al kein avartem al avdechem, that because of that you have passed your servant, which seems to imply that the main reason that they are coming is to eat with them. And we know that theoretically it did not seem that way. It seemed like they are going somewhere. So how can Avraham Avinu say, Ki al kein avartem al avdechem, that is the reason why you have passed your servant? Clearly, that wasn't the reason that they should have a meal with them. The reason must be something else. So what does it mean? And then the verse continues and says, Vayoimru, the three angels, or three people said, Kein tase kasho dibarto, so you should do as you have said. All the Mefarshim are bothered by them saying these words. Normally when somebody invites you over, you don't say, so you should do as you have said. You say thank you and that's it. You don't tell them to do exactly that. Therefore, there's two different interpretations. One interpretation is brought down by the Evan Ezra, that they said that they should give us no more than you have said, meaning we come here, but in a condition that you should do exactly as you have said, because they didn't want to bother Avraham Avinu. The other interpretation is that since they seem to be in a rush, therefore they said to Avraham Avinu that you should do exactly as you have said, and afterwards we will continue, go on our way. And the Sephora says that this is the reason why Avraham Avinu was rushing everywhere, because he realized that these guests don't want to stay here longer than necessary, therefore he is running to the cattle, is running to Sarayimenu to make sure that these guests aren't delayed. The Cheskuni and the first interpretation of the Torah says that when they said Kein Tase Kasha Dibarto, so should you do as you have said, it means that they were giving him a blessing that Avraham Avinu should merit to always continue to be Machnis Oreach, to receive guests, and he should merit to always be able to receive guests in the same way. Then the words Kein Tase, so should you do, is a wish, a blessing for the future. And the Torah gives another answer that they said Kein Tase Kasher Dibarto, so should you do as you have said, because since we mentioned that these three people were in fact angels, and Rashi on Pasuk number 8 on the words Vayochelu that the angels ate quotes the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Peivav Omed Beis 86b, where the Gemara says that Nere Kamoisho Achlu, that it appeared as they would have eaten, meaning since they were angels, they didn't actually eat, it just looked like they ate. Therefore, says the Torah, they couldn't say Kein Nase, so should we do, as you'd have said, because that would have been tantamount of them saying a lie, because they aren't actually eating. They could say Kein Tase Kasha Dibarto, that we cannot do what you have said, but you could do what you would have said. Kein Tase, so should you do as you have said, but we are not going to do what you have said, because we cannot eat. We could only appear as we are eating, but in actuality we cannot eat. But we are going to try to give a different interpretation on these words. Sefer Shemeroish wants to answer all the questions that we mentioned previously, and to do that, Sefer Shemeroish starts first with the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Tez Zayin, Omed Aleph, 16a, where the Gemara there says, Rab Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rab Shimon ben Yochai says, Even Toiva Hoisot Luyo Betzavoro Shel Avraham Avinu, a precious stone was hanging from the neck of Avraham Avinu. As a side note, certain Mefarshim have the Gerze, have the narrative as Margolios Toiva, a precious pearl, was hanging from the neck of Avraham Avinu, not a precious stone. Shekol hachoyle haroye oiso, that anybody who is sick that sees it, meaning sees the precious stone or the pearl, miyad nisrape, will instantly be cured. The Rashba brought down by the Ayin Yaakov says, Kvar yodato, you already know, shechachomim zal, kinu hachochma, that the rabbis named wisdom, vedamu, and they equated wisdom, lavonim toivois, to precious stones, umeraglios, and pearls. And what it means, that it was hanging from the neck of Avraham Avinu, it means that Avraham Avinu, through his power of speech, through his power of persuasion, was able to bring thousands of people under the Kamfei Hashchina, under Hashem, and that is what it's meant by the Gemara, that he had a precious stone in his neck, that he spoke wisdom, and anybody that was under Avraham Avinu was afforded protection from Hashem directly. By the way, this is the same interpretation that Rav Tzadik HaKohen Sefer Pri Tzadik in Kedusha Shabbos Mamer Zayin brings, that Avraham Avinu had the power of persuasion from speech, and he brings down that we know that the Gemara always says that Margolios is Chidushei Torah, pearls are considered wisdom of Torah, as it's written in Chagiga, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, Margolios Toivo Oiso B'Yodeichem, you had this great wisdom and you let it go. And the Alshach in Yeshayah Memhei, and also in Tehillim Perik Peitez 89, and also in Tehillim 113 says that when it's written that it was on his neck, it means that it was by the throat, meaning that Avraham Avinu spoke words of wisdom. And we also find the same idea brought by the Rambam in Ilches Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Alocha Gimel, that the Rambam says that Avraham Avinu used to go around towns and gathering the people, and he used to teach according to each person's knowledge, the truth of Hashem, until thousands of people got together with him. Then when it says that he had a precious stone on his neck, means that he spoke wisdom, and through that he brought people, tachas kamfei Hashchina, under Hashem, and therefore, because they were under Hashem, they were afforded Hashem's protection. Sefer Shemen Roy says that this is a very good interpretation, but still we have to understand what is the meaning of kol haroye oisa, that anybody who sees it, miyad nisrape, automatically will get healed. If we are talking about wisdom that Avraham Avinu spoke with his throat, which means words that he spoke, then it should be written that kol hashomeya oisoi, that anybody who hears that wisdom, misrape, will be healed. Even though we know that a lot of times we call hearing roya seeing, like I mentioned in the beginning of the class, that we say, I see what you mean, when we meant to say that we hear what you mean and we understand, we mekabel, but still the proper language should be kol hashomeya oisoi, that anybody who hears Avraham Avinu's word, misrape, would get healed. Therefore, Sefer Shemen Roish says that the Gemara is teaching you an important concept in the way that you have to teach people. That when you're giving Musar to somebody, when you're rebuking somebody, you're telling somebody how to behave, if the person who is giving that wisdom and that learning does not behave in the same way that he says to do, then it will never be accepted. Meaning, if you do not do as you preach, then automatically people will not give you credibility and you will not be accepted. And this is what the Gemara wants to tell us, that Avraham Avinu had this wisdom. He taught people this wisdom. But not only did he teach the people this wisdom, he actually lived this wisdom. He actually practiced this wisdom. Therefore, kol haroye oiso, anybody who sees Avraham Avinu and sees the way he behaves, then that person would be mekabel, would accept what Avraham Avinu says, and therefore he was healed. Meaning that when Avraham Avinu was telling people that they should do chesed, they should do kindness, Avraham Avinu was actually the number one example. Because here we have a person who is 100 years old, he's on his third day after the circumcision, and the day is a very hot day, and yet he's sitting by the door to make sure that guests come in. So anybody who saw Avraham Avinu, the way he runs towards chesed, the way he looks to make chesed, automatically that person would believe in Avraham Avinu's teachings, and he would practice what Avraham Avinu says. Therefore it's written, shekol haroye oiso, that anybody who sees what Avraham Avinu does, automatically would be healed. It's not enough that Avraham Avinu spoke and explained them logically the ways of Hashem. It was necessary, kol haroye oiso, that anybody who sees the way Avraham Avinu behaves, how he has this internal simcha when he does mitzvahs, and how he speaks about Hashem, and how he himself has this complete trust in Hashem, then that person would believe him and would believe his teaching. According to this, Sefer Shemen Roish interprets the verse that's written later on the Parsha, in chapter 18, verse number 19, right before the negotiations that Avraham Avinu has in regards to the people of Zdom. It's written that Hashem is disclosing to Avraham Avinu what is going to happen to Zdom. Ki yedativ, because I have known him. Leman asher yitzav es bonov, because he will command his children, Vesbeisoi, and his household Acharov, after him. Veshomru derech Hashem, and they will safeguard, they will keep the way of Hashem. Lasoi tzedaka u'mishpat, to do charity and justice. Sefer Shemen Roish says that this verse is theoretically not written the proper way. The proper way to write this verse is that I know that Avraham Avinu is going to command his children and his household. Lishmor derech Hashem, to safeguard the ways of Hashem. Lasoi tzedaka u'mishpat, to do kindness and justice. What does it mean that he's going to command his children and his household Acharov, after him, Veshomru, and they will keep? Veshomru seems to be a passive future, meaning that he'll command and they will keep. If you're giving a command to keep, then you should say that the Manashe Tzave as Beisoy to command his family Lishmor to keep, not Veshomru and they will keep, because Veshomru seems to be what happened from the command, not that this is actual part of the command. If Hashem is saying that I know that Avraham Avinu is going to command his family to do charity and justice, then the verse should have said Lemanatze Shavas Beisoy, that he's going to command his family Lishmoir Derech Hashem, to keep the ways of Hashem. And another question Sefer Shemeroish asks, that the word Acharof in this verse is completely superfluous, because the verse could have just said Lemanatze Tzaves Bonov Ves Beisoy, that he's going to command his children and his household Lishmoir Derech Hashem, to keep the ways of Hashem. Why you have to write down that is going to command his children and his family after him? Clearly, the family and the children will come after him. They're not here now. So what does it mean, Acharov, after him? Therefore, Sefer Shemeroish says that Hashem is teaching an important lesson, and he is telling the greatness of Avraham Avinu, meaning that the way Avraham Avinu is teaching is by telling the children what to do, but not only telling them what to do, and it's actually practicing what he preached. Meaning that he tells his children and his household, Acharov, to see after him, to see how he is doing, how he's performing the mitzvah, in what simcha, what happiness he does the mitzvah, what alacrity he does the mitzvahs. Then automatically, if they see that, then you don't have even to tell them what to do. V'shomru derech Hashem, they automatically will keep the ways of Hashem, la'asos tzedakah mishpat, and they will do charity and justice. Because if they see how Avraham Avinu does the mitzvahs, that automatically will influence them much more than any speech that Avraham Avinu could give his children to do. The fact that he actually practices what he says, that is what Hashem is saying, is the praise of Avraham Avinu. That he commands his children and his family, Acharov, to see after him, to see how he is behaving. Automatically, if they see how he's behaving, the Shomru Derech Hashem, they'll automatically keep the ways of Hashem to do charity and justice. And Sefer Shemeroish explains this is the meaning of Even Toiva, the precious stone was hanging in the neck of Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu loved the people and he always brought them close to Torah. And he used to tell them that you should know that you have a very holy soul, but the only problem is that your soul is surrounded by the physicality. In the same way that when you mine a precious stone, that stone is usually full of grime and doesn't shine very much, so you have to remove the dirt and then you have to make sure to polish it in order to bring out its shine, so too is your soul. That your soul is a piece of godliness, Hashem himself breathed this soul into this body, and you are required to take this soul and make sure that this precious stone is polished and brings out its shine. And Avraham Avinu was sitting at the door of his tent, because like Rashi says, Liro is to see im yesh oiver v'shav, if there's somebody passing by, v'yachnisem lebeiso, and they bring him to his house. But literally the word oiver v'shav means if there is somebody who transgresses and wants to do tshuva and wants to repent. Meaning that Avraham Avinu wanted to teach people that no matter how much they sinned, they could still return to Hashem. And he used himself as an example. Because according to one opinion in the Gemara, Avraham Avinu was 48 years old when he recognized Hashem. And yet, after he recognized Hashem, now he's blessed with everything. And Hashem gives him everything. And Hashem accepted his repentance. So Avraham Avinu was teaching all the people that sinned that you should not give up. Even though you transgress the seven Noahide laws, you still have hope. And you should still do tshuva, still repent, and still come close to Hashem. Sefer Shemeroish continues and says that we mentioned previously that normally it's written the word Levavcha, your heart, with two vays, which signify the good inclination and the evil inclination. And we know that when somebody sins, he is actually feeding his evil inclination, but the good inclination remains hungry without any food, without any support. And Avraham Avinu's way was to bring guests to his house, and by bringing guests to his house, they became closer to Hashem. Therefore, Avraham Avinu was actually feeding their good inclination. He was not giving food and fodder for the evil inclination. He was only feeding their good inclination. And we also know that the Torah is exemplified as bread, as is written in the verse in Mishlei chapter 9, verse number 5. Lachu lachmi balachmi. Go eat my bread, which means go learn my Torah. Therefore, Avraham Avinu, when he sees these three angels, he says, Ve'ekho pas lechem, and I will take the bread, meaning I will take the Torah, Ve'sadu lipchem, and I will sustain your heart, but I'll only sustain your good inclination. I won't give father for the evil inclination. Meaning Avraham Avinu really thought that they were men. But Avraham Avinu's purpose was just to feed and give sustenance to the person's good inclination. Therefore, Avraham Avinu says, I will take bread, which doesn't mean literally bread, so therefore there was not chametz. It means symbolically the Torah, which is signified as bread. And I will give you the ways of the Torah. Automatically, when I give you the ways of the Torah, v'sadu lipchem, your heart with only one bait, because it only means that your good inclination is going to be sated. And he explains, why am I doing that? Achar tavoiru, that even after you transgressed, you'll still be able to sustain yourself in your good inclination. Meaning, don't give up thinking that since you sinned until now, that your tshuva, your repentance will not be accepted. Even after you were sinned, after you transgressed, there is still hope, and I could still make sure that your good inclination gets sustained. And how do you know that this is going to work? Kilaken avartem al avdechem, that because of this reason, you passed your servant, meaning you came to my house because of that, and you know that I am a Baal Tshuva, and since I am a Baal Tshuva, and it worked, then you know for sure that it's going to work for you too. So Avraham Avinu was telling these three men that you should come over to my house, and by you coming over to my house, I will give you words of Torah, which is signified as bread. Therefore it says, Ve'kopas lechem, and I'll take the bread. And by teaching you words of Torah, automatically, Vesadu lipchem, I will sustain your heart, which is written with one bet, because the words of Torah will only sustain your good inclination and won't sustain your evil inclination. So therefore, Avraham Avinu was telling them that these words of Torah will give food and will give sustenance to the good inclination. And all the while, Avraham Avinu is thinking that they are men and not angels. And as Rashi mentioned previously, that Avraham Avinu made them wash their feet because Avraham Avinu suspected them of being Arabs who bow for the sand in their feet. Therefore, Avraham Avinu said that even achar tavoiru, even after you have transgressed, even after you went over and you are doing idolatry and you do not keep the seven Noahide laws, still that you could repent and Hashem will accept your repentance. And if you ask me, how do I know that Hashem is going to accept your repentance? Maybe once you sinned so much, then Hashem won't accept anymore. Therefore, Avraham Avinu says, Ki al ken avartem es avdechem, that because of that you passed your servant, meaning that Hashem made you specifically come to my house because I am also somebody who repented, because according to the opinion that Avraham Avinu sinned and did idolatry for 48 years, then he is the proof that tshuva works, because after repenting, Hashem blessed him with everything, and he has an open house, and he has everything to give. Then you see that Hashem will accept their tshuva, and therefore, because Hashem accepted my tshuva, I could be as an example to you that Hashem will accept your repentance, and therefore Hashem made it that you will come through my house. Hashem specifically put you in front of my house because I will be your teacher and I will teach you the ways of Hashem. And after hearing all that Avraham Avinu has to say, then Vayoimru, the angels said, Kein tase kasher dibarto, so you should do as you have said. Meaning, as we mentioned earlier, that when a person gives a rebuke and he himself does not practice what he is telling the other person to do, or a person teaches somebody to do something but he himself doesn't do it, then it does not take effect, because everybody realizes that there is no truth to it, since this person himself is not doing it. But when the person himself does it, then this actually shows that what the person is teaching is the truth, because he himself is doing it. Therefore, the angels said, "Kein tase kasha dibarta," that you should also do what you have said, meaning you are teaching us the ways of Hashem to do kindness, to do justice, but you make sure that you also do the same way. And therefore, after Avraham Avinu heard that they are open to see the ways of Hashem, to see the ways of kindness and justice, therefore, right afterwards, Avraham Avinu doesn't want to miss the chance, and Avraham Avinu runs to the cattle and runs to Sarah's tent because he wants to make sure that they see that he actually practices what he preaches. Now, Shemesh Baruch should help that we should learn from Avraham Avinu to do tzedakah u'mishpat, to do kindness and justice, and we should also put it into practice, and then we'll have the merit of Avraham Avinu in our sight. That will help us to have the merit to have Moshiach come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. B'imheira b'yomeinu. Amen.